Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good to be back with you. Hope you had a great weekend, somewhat of a restful weekend. It's been a very, very busy past few days. Been to a couple of different cities for different reasons, which I'll go into a little bit later on the broadcast. It's good to have everybody back together. For those of you not familiar, we are on two radio stations, and I was on one of those on Thursday and Friday for a very important event, Radiothon, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Those of you here in the Charlotte area may not be as familiar with, but I want to tell you about that a little bit later on as well, because we have some very exciting and important news along those lines. I want to start off just reflecting on distractions. Give you a little bit of background. I told you I have a great deal of fascination with aviation. In fact, recently I watched an episode of a show with a friend of mine, and I've seen this episode before, but I watched it again. Because it's really one of the best episodes of this particular program. You probably think it's quite ironic for a person who flies frequently. This show I enjoy watching is called Air Crash Investigation. There are so many incredible life lessons in this particular program. And it was really cool because I was talking with this person. We were watching this together. And I was making the tie to what is happening in our general society to this. Now, I'm going to be a spoiler here and tell you what happens in this particular episode of Air Crash Investigation. By the way, this has been out for years. This is not new. But it was a 1972, I believe, crash of an airplane. And the cause of the crash, you know, let me back up a little bit. The plane crashed because everybody in the cockpit was focused on a light bulb. A light bulb. And nobody was paying attention to flying the plane. Can you imagine all the permutations of applications there are to our lives, whether it's politics, the way we govern our lives? It kind of reminds me of the expression Jesus referred to as straining at gnats and swallowing camels. But that happens. Probably wondering, what does this have to do with anything? It has a lot to do with the news that we digest day in, day out. And I'm profoundly convinced that a good part of what is going on in our world, in our universe, is distraction. This episode, by the way, of Air Crash Investigation is called Fatal Distraction. And as a result of this fatal distraction, people died. I told you I was going to give you the spoiler. You still have to watch it to get the full magnitude of this thing. What happened is there was a guy who, the captain, notices that the gear light, the landing gear light, didn't come on. So the question is the gear down? Or is, and the bulb, it's just not working? Or is it the bulb is out, and the gear is out. Which one is it? Could be catastrophic to land without landing gear. So they kept trying to figure out, what's the deal? What's the deal? In the process, the captain apparently bumped the steering column, which disengaged the autopilot. And the dumb thing about it is, and I'm not meaning this disrespectfully, sadly, most of the people, I think, in that cockpit died as well. Nobody paid attention to the fact that the plane was descending the whole time. As soon as he bumped that control wheel, took it out of autopilot, it started descending until it crashed into the Everglades and killed, I think, around 100 people. There's a lot of lessons here, as I mentioned. They were distracted by a bulb. A bulb. Here's the other question. Why do three people in a cockpit, because that time they had a flight engineer as well, why do three people have to focus on one problem? Does this happen in your office, your workplace? Will you have maybe a micromanaging leadership that has to get involved in minutia? And you have all of these people get involved in the same thing. Because what they concluded was one of the big problems was a lack of crew resource management. CRM. And the idea behind this is, okay, I'll focus on figuring out where the landing gear's down. You focus on our altitude and make sure that we're flying the plane correctly. That's what should have happened. No, but everybody is hyper-focused on this stupid bulb. This is what's going on in our society right now. The media is in a frenzy over several things. Charlottesville. If you've listened to this program with regularity, what have I told you about these demonstrations and counter-demonstrations? I have appealed to you, please do not go. Don't show up. Don't go and try to prove how much you're not a racist. And please don't post things on social media to try to prove to me that you're not a racist. Just ignore the nonsense. Ignore it. Here's some of Drudge's headlines. Charlottesville chaos. NBC ignores own crew assaulted by Antifa. Far-left group vows bullets for political enemies. Threaten to kill president, murder him. Do like Gaddafi. Related story, Spike Lee scores biggest opening in 10 years with Klansman. And this story, which we'll talk about, nearly two-thirds say racial tensions worse. Isn't this interesting? Remember I told you that I think history will show that the administrations of Barack Obama and of Donald Trump will be very similar in the impact on the American populace. Lots of division. And I think it's just continued. Let's go back to this crew resource management issue. We all should not be focusing, for one, on nonsense, for another. Rather than following the leader, we need to be asking, what are the important things that we need to be focusing on? What are the big picture items for the future of the country we need to focus on? One of them is what's happening with our debt, which I'm going to delve into after the break. That's an important issue. But we're going to punt yet again because Congress can't get its freaking act together. This is important. While we are distracted by spectacles like Omarosa, and for the record, those of you may think, well, you hate the president, so you probably like everything she's saying. I don't like anything about this woman. Doesn't mean I'm a fan of Trump either. The point of this is all a big distraction. All of it. By the way, if she doesn't have a tape, she needs to shut the hell up. So I started off talking about what amounted to a fatal distraction. I want to talk about what we are being distracted from. And here's what that is. Great story here by CNS News. Federal government collected a record, get a load of this, $1,415 billion in individual income taxes through the first 10 months of fiscal 2018. The fiscal year ends, this period anyway, this 10 months end July. But here's the rest of the story. But the federal government also ran a $683 $1 billion deficit for those 10 months. So let me get this straight. Record collections, then a deficit. Why does that happen? Why are we taking in more money and yet we're still running deficits? The previous record for individual income tax collections in the first 10 months of the fiscal year was in fiscal year 2017, when the Treasury collected $1,351 billion in individual taxes. Now, overall federal tax collections did decline in the first 10 months of this fiscal year compared to last year. Now, while the individual amount increased, corporation income tax collections declined. We talked about this just a few days ago. And I mentioned this deficit, $683 billion. What are we doing about this? Now, I want you to put your jersey away for a moment and your pom-poms away. And let's be honest about this. Can you show me an appreciable difference between this administration and the last in dealing with the debt and deficits? Where is it? Where's the difference? Because the truth of the matter is, we really don't care. We don't. Over the weekend, I saw a really good tweet by Justin Amash, who has been on this program. I think one of the most consistent libertarian voices on Capitol Hill. Here's what he posted on Twitter. It is embarrassing. Republican leaders are again talking about putting off spending cuts. The president's wall funding or shutdown talk is distracting everyone. There's that word again, distracting. Distracting everyone from the bigger issue that government spending continues to grow unabated, just as it did under the last administration. Are you kidding me? But isn't there a difference between Republicans and Democrats? See, there's no difference. And what we're doing is we're falling for the bait of all the shiny objects. Ooh, look over here. Here's the media. Look over here. Here's Omarosa. Look over here. Here's these demonstrators in Charlottesville. You know, and there's a point where you just have to say, you know what? It's not worth my attention. It really isn't. And then you have to call those people to account. Let me go to the second part of what I shared about that air crash investigation issue, which was about crew resource management. You notice how everybody should have been playing a part, and instead everybody was focused on a stupid bulb? We all have a part to play. And I don't mind saying this, and I will say this to my dying day, whenever that is. I'm sick and tired of us playing follow the leader, especially when the leader is not leading us down a path of responsibility, and it doesn't matter who it is. One person can be talking about one thing, but somebody else can be addressing another subject altogether. No one person has everything figured out. This is one of the lessons of that entire story that I shared with you. One person should have been dealing with the bulb. Another person should have been watching the altitude and communicating with the tower. Same thing here. You want to talk about Omarosa? You want to talk about Charlottesville? Go right ahead. You want to have feuds with the media and make a total butthead out of yourself? Go for it. But at the same time, get your rear end on Capitol Hill and present a fiscally responsible budget and tell those morons to pass the appropriations bills the Constitution requires. Get the freaking job done. But everybody wants to follow the leader. Ooh, what are they talking about today? Ooh, what are we going to rally about today? And it's a huge distraction. And I'm concerned long term, it could be a deadly distraction. But I do want to, apart from Charlottesville, talk about what's happened in this country. And this story is kind of scary about race relations, because we all seem to agree tensions are on the rise. Let's go out to Shannon in Shelby. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let me take you off the speakerphone. There we go. One more second. Okay. Charlottesville. The thing I see coming from the outside, all the reporters were there. The left wants to see Antifa beat up the white supremacists. And they want to make them out to be the heroes, justified in what they do. And then they want to point the finger at the police for protecting the KKK, because the police is their enemy also.
And I would also add another important meaning behind this, Shannon. They want violence.
Yes, sir.
They want violence, and they want to be there to show it.
Yep, exactly. They're evil. They're a terrorist organization. They need to be stopped, the same as Al-Qaeda or any of these others.
But having said that, we also have to do some self-examination, Shannon, because how many millions of Americans would love to sit and watch that over and over again if it happens?
Well, it's a sickening fascination people have with violence. I choose not to watch it if I can.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, this is not everybody, so don't call me and tell me, well, you're accusing all these people. Same reason a lot of people like to go to watch NASCAR. Because they're hoping for a wreck.
Yep.
And they want to see it. So I do appreciate your call, Shannon. Very insightful, because, yes, you're right about all these narratives. See, and the media does not like peace. Peace doesn't make for good headlines. It doesn't make for good promos. How am I going to scare people with that? How am I going to get eyeballs? Quiet in the city tonight. No murders. No shootings. What are we going to talk about? Ooh, there are storms coming. We can bring out our super-duper Doppler radar. I'm serious, folks.
It's so big.
Now, no dig there to my friends who are genuine meteorologists. But this is what it's all about. Getting eyeballs and drawing attention. And hey, it's fine. It's a business model. Can we just understand that's what this is? This is not journalism. It's business. So if we keep that in mind, that's very helpful. Coming up, we're going to talk about a poll in the aftermath of Charlottesville last year. We're back having a discussion about crew resource management, about focus on issues that are important, and avoiding distractions. I was just listening in the news here locally, where we had the story, one of the audio tapes of Omarosa's conversation with the president. This is just such a circus. Let's go all out to a call from Butch in Mooresville. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Hope you're feeling better. Yeah, I was telling your screener, I think the biggest problem that we have in the United States and in the world is hate and corruption, and the one continues to feed off the other. When the Lord said that the heart is desperately wicked above all else, who can know it, he wasn't kidding. What we can see is what the heart is really made out of, the way people treat each other. And first of all, I don't think this is ever going to end until he comes back. What do you say, Vince?
I'm with you. I think you've hit it on the head there, Butch. Not too optimistic that we're going to get a handle on this thing. I do appreciate your call. And the trolls are back on the text line. When your program goes off, I won't say what the program is. I switch to a certain other broadcast for my education. This is a reference to the previous host, by the way. This person was communicating the idea that, when that Coakley guy comes in. And then I switch back to Rush. Just saying, condescension is intolerable. I just had to share that because I think it's absolutely hilarious. On the pilot issue, Vince, recent studies have shown pilots have become too dependent on automatic flight systems. Therefore, their basic flying skills have suffered. Yep. Some pilots have been sent back to a special school that concentrates on basic flying skills. Yep. And when you're talking about the country, what are the basics? And one of the ironies here, if you're a, quote, business, isn't this the whole argument that I heard during the campaign? Oh, we need somebody to bring some business sensibilities to government. By continuing government overspending? Is that what they had in mind? I mean, I'm just asking. And I know there are people who say, well, Congress has to cooperate. You have to demand that Congress cooperate. And if they don't, you veto their garbage legislation. You tell Paul Ryan, you tell Mitch McConnell, you send me another overspending plan. I was about to say budget because it's not even a budget. You send me this garbage again, I will veto it. And if we have to shut the government down, we will shut this stupid government down, the whole thing. And we'll keep it down the entirety of my administration if necessary until you figure out what you are doing. That's all it takes. Leadership. But no, we have time to send out tweets about LeBron James and other nonsense. I don't care about that crap, and I don't care about football players kneeling. I really don't. The more I see these stories, the more I'm convinced. It's like the book that I read years ago, Amusing Ourselves to Death. This is exactly what's going on. Our republic is sinking into oblivion. And we're focused on nonsense. Vince, in all honesty, Trump's been only in office 2 years as compared to the fallen Messiah. Give things some time before comparing apples to apples. Vince, I just can't stand you barking at us. Bye-bye! Barking at you, really? Vince, if anyone believes Trump's going to shrink government, I have bad news for them. Now Trump wants to create a new branch of the military for space. Yeah. How much is it going to cost to create Starfleet America? Also, this, what is journalism? If it comes from humans, isn't it editorialism in some form? Absolutely. I love this text from Paul out of Greenville. By the way, I met Paul in Greenville on Thursday or Friday. Can't remember which day. His text is, Vince, is your show on autopilot? Is Lonzo flying the plane? I love that. That's great. Let's go out to a call from Sam. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
All right, sir.
Okay, speaking of distractions, I mean, the Occam's razor, the simplest solution is usually the best or the most correct or something like that. Anyways, okay, if you stick a pile of $101 bills in the middle of the table and somebody starts taking a few, you're going to notice it. You're going to notice it pretty quick. Or misappropriate or whatever. But you stick $1 trillion in the middle of a table and you steal $1 million out of that dang pile, no one is even going to be the wiser, because how are you going to notice one millionth of something missing?
Uh-huh.
Also, now this was done a while back because I tried to bring some attention to something, found out it's already been done and didn't work out too well. Article 1, Section 8, of the United States Constitution. It's a little bit long, but one line in there, which I brought to attention for the attention of one of our congressional representatives in D.C., states that Congress shall not appropriate money for the Army or an Army for more than a period of 2 years. Now, you might wonder where our founding fathers got this from. That just sounds absurd. But if you've ever read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, which is actually used in training our military officers, it will state that a long, drawn-out conflict will bankrupt the greatest of nations. In other words, you spend too much money in the Army, you're going to bankrupt yourself.
Yep.
Unless, of course, you're stealing something from other countries to pay for it, which we don't. We go in there, we destroy, we rebuild, and everybody else reaps the profits.
I mean,
Think
of Afghanistan, for instance. How long have we been there? How much money have we blown over there?
Actually, I did the calculations, and if we had not funded, if we had followed the Constitution, we would not have a $20 trillion debt. We would have a $30 trillion surplus.
It would not surprise me at all, Sam. Hey, I appreciate your call, your insights here. I mean, we've had these warnings for a long time. But again, what does everybody do? They follow the leader. This is why, I mean, it's in a good part of the time. Let me back up here. If you have a leader who knows what they're doing, that's great. But if you have a leader who's doing the same thing the previous leader was doing, and that was wrong, you're not going to get anywhere. This is why these dissenting voices are necessary. Here's what I'm saying. I want to hear more out of the Freedom Caucus. I want to hear from the Justin Amashes, the Thomas Masseys, the Jeff Duncans. I want to hear their voices, the Ben Sasses. These are the people who need to speak up now to provide an alternative message rather than all the white noise garbage that you're listening to a good part of the time. Quick call here from Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Vince. I wanted to run a quote by you, and I'll hang up, from a very famous hedge fund manager, short seller. His quote was, "In a social democracy with a fiat currency, all roads lead to inflation."
Oh, my goodness.
Love it. Love it. Vince, thank you.
Yep. That is excellent, Bob. Excellent. And again, what are we doing about this? What are we doing with this? I love this one. "You never said that crap when Black Messiah was in there." I cannot believe this stuff. This is hilarious. How many times have I talked about this in regard to Barack Obama? This is just blows my mind, which is part of the point. We are continuing the same policies that we saw back during the Obama era. Can we change that? We can. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Bob. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's all you, sir. You have the floor.
I just called because I wanted to find out if you've ever said anything positive about anybody other than your sponsors.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. How often do you listen?
They're like a walking minus sign.
How long do you listen? How often do you listen to this program, sir?
Every day.
And you can't think of one thing positive that I've shared?
Not very many.
Okay.
Like I said, you're like a walking minus sign. I don't know how you stand yourself.
Walking minus sign. I've got to remember that one, Bob. I so appreciate that. That's really good. So, I appreciate your input there, and we will consider this for a future discussion. This just cracks me up. Because one of the things I say as often as I can, I make it a point, and I think the guys here can testify to this. How many times do I start off the program with some good news, especially if it's economic news, and some examples of heroism, examples of wonderful people who've done great things?
Frequently, yes.
So anyway, I just...
You always said we'd have a great day. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate that. Whatever. It helps to have such a sense of humor. I agree with vetoing the garbage. Shut it down. We're better off if the stupids are not doing anything. But the swamp is deep and wide and vocal, and the rats keep following the piper. This is going to take a while. Also, this everyone would complain if he shuts down the government. Let him complain. And this, it only takes one mistake, Federal Reserve, in one night to mess up your whole life and your whole life trying to fix it. Give Trump a chance. All right. Let's see what he comes up with. Now is probably a good time to take a look at the day in history. And I'm getting trolled here by none other than Lonzo himself, who is now having fun with this walking minus sign thing. I'm never going to hear the end of this now, am I?
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, that might be better than what's that other one that you were using for me?
You Are Forever Velvet.
Oh, gosh. God help me. Let's take a look at the day in history, and we have some news about Lonzo and some other interesting things to talk about. But let's go back to 1889 for our very first question here. William Gray patents this first of its kind piece of technology. In fact, you'll probably have a hard time finding one of these now that we have so many cell phones around. What did he patent?
What year was this?
1889. Shall I give our guys in the studio a chance on this one?
Camera.
No, I gave you a hint with what is popular now. Anybody want to guess?
A telegraph machine?
You're closer.
Okay, Charles.
Let's just say...
if you're going to say telephone, then that doesn't count.
It's payphone, a public payphone.
Okay.
Nobody... Do you see those around anymore?
Dude,
no.
All you had to do was say Superman.
Ah! You know, that was the best clue. You're right about that. I blew that one.
Remember who you're talking to.
I know. Tell me about it. 1942, Disney debuted this at Radio City Music Hall. About a cute little adorable animal.
Steamboat Willie.
We would not want to get blown away by a hunter. What was it?
Bambi.
Yes, you're correct. 1961, construction began on this notorious barrier between two countries that are now combined again as one country. What was it?
The 1961 wall in Germany.
You're right. The Berlin Wall, 1961. And this movie I've never seen, but I know there's one character in there apparently who is a dopehead. 1982, this movie debuted. What was it? What's
his
name?
This is my skull. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, Fast Times. I've never seen that movie. But
we never spent quality time with Mr. Hand.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed. I've heard clips.
How do you
clips.
Know it's good? You haven't seen the movie.
I've heard clips, and you got that voice down. That's pretty good, man. I'm very impressed. By the way, you are deserving of congratulations for a very special honor that took place this weekend. I understand that for the third year in a row, you do a sports show in Greenville, and was a prestigious award you received.
It's called The Huddle, and for the third year in a row, we are Sports Show of the Year in the state of South Carolina.
That is absolutely awesome. And
but there's bigger news right here in the South Carolina area on this here station, because it's the number one station in South Carolina, WORD.
WORD 106.3 WORD was named South Carolina Broadcast Association Radio Station of the Year. Many of you are listening on that station right now. We want to thank you very much for your support. And I also want to tell you about something else. The reason I was not here on Thursday and Friday was taking part in the Radiothon for Children's Hospital, GHS Children's Hospital in Greenville. And we raised more than $238,500 to benefit the Children's Hospital. And now we have, in our collective contributions over the years, broken the $3 million barrier. So we want to thank all of you who participated in that. It'll be great to see where this goes in the future, our continued partnership there. Yes, sir.
Did you see what I was wearing?
I did. Why don't you tell everyone
briefly? I made the TV people notice me this year. That was my whole point.
And you got 5 seconds to tell us what you were wearing.
Top hat, sunglasses, open shirt, purple, and Chucks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.